guys. It's Rick. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Rick. It's Jackie.
Good. Is everybody doing great tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's good to hear your voices, I know, during this Christmas week. Anybody have anything going on? Everybody pretty busy right now?
Oh, nothing. There's nothing going on anywhere.
Well, that's crazy stuff. Congratulations, by the way. Laura Rothwell just turned on the computer, and the autoresponder just popped on about 3 minutes ago. It looks like he sponsored a new person. That's a great job. Yay, Laura. Good job.
I'm not even sure she's on yet. Laura, are you on yet?
She may not be on just yet. I mean, it's about 2 minutes still on my clock.
Yeah. I know she will. Oh, you heard her. Okay, good. Yep, she's doing a great job, Rick. She had so much fun at convention and just, oh gosh, she's just bursting out.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you something, guys. You guys ready to close out a year and launch a whole new year? Your NECAM business is going to be some awesome stuff. What we talked about doing tonight was running over whether you were on track or not, and I promised you a quick call. The reason we do the call during this time, obviously, is your business never stops. One thing about working for yourself, like, for example, if you guys, and I've said this before, but I say this for the benefit of people listening, you know, when you work for yourself, it's different than anything else in the world. It's different than any other kind of business in the world, in the sense where if you work for, you know, a company and you take time off for the holiday, it's just the holiday. When you work for yourself, you're always kind of conducting business. And I say it time and time again, the people that make it in this business in terms of residual income are the people that have the ability to structure their own time and to devote resources and time. Hey, please do dishes. Do me a favor and star six, please. Sounds like someone's banging around. But anyways, the people that do make it in NECAN are the people that devote the time to it. And I can't say that enough. So many people building this business to succeed have that, you know, understanding that, hey, look, I'm my own boss, I'm a business for myself, and they make it a priority. The people that struggle, and generally you guys will find the struggle in your NECAN business does not come from NECAN. I mean, look, there's things that happen. I mean, I've ordered products and something was wrong and I had to return it. I had something that was a hassle dealing with distributor services. And I'll tell you something about that. I've had things that are frustrating I've dealt with before. But on the whole, to make $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 a month residual from home, do we really have any problems with NECAN at all?
No.
I mean, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how high level of quality is. Even the best companies in the world have issues sometimes.
Well, I just saw Microsoft running an ad on Vista trying to do that Project Mojave because their multi-billion-dollar operating system is screwing people's computers up.
Big time.
You know, the U.S. Army can't even field a helicopter. You know? So when you're talking about NECAN bringing products to market that have never been to market before, I mean, it's unbelievable the things that they pulled off for the minor problems that we have. You know,
right.
if you guys ever have an issue with distributor services or something, I mean, they're such minor things to make $10,000 a month. Don't get spun out over it. Just handle it. You know what I'm saying?
I think too, it's a mindset. And I'm sitting here right now, Rick. You and Laura, whoever came to convention, I'm sitting in our convention hotel at the Virgin Shingle Creek. I can't even say it. On vacation, and a lot of people will go on vacation and they're on vacation, but I already have 5 prospects.
Right.
Good job.
Well, that's because you're working.
Right. I mean, but I'm on vacation, but my work never stops. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah, it is. And that's what I'm trying to say here, guys, is that it's your business. I can't tell you right now during the holidays, the people that are still doing their NECAN business are the people that will be retired next year, and the people that aren't the people that won't. And I'm not saying, of course, I mean, look, there's obviously different things you do and maybe some changed things that you do. For example, I mean, I realize I'm not doing a wellness preview Tuesday night, 2 nights before Christmas. That would be ridiculous. If it was 5 days before, I would probably do it. So it just depends on how you're looking at it. I would never, like, shut it down. So the things that I work on during the holiday, I make sure I stay in contact with everybody. I absolutely, one thing you guys can do right now, have your rollout calendar for next year, whether you're Aurora down in Corpus or Rhonda up in Chicago to Laura in Michigan and all over the country to Sandy out in Colorado. Kick the year off with an exciting initiative. If you don't have a preview going, hey, this is our new preview night. Do something special to kick the year off, not just at the NECAN level, but at your business's level. You know, set up a new event, set up a new preview, whatever you want to do. you know, make it exciting. I mean, I want to kick the year off with a bang. We're going to go up to Waco for Cowboy. I assume we're still going to do this on the second weekend in January, and we're going to have a meeting with just the Waco team. I mean, these are the ways to kick off your new year. So pour your energy into that. The other thing you can do during the holidays is collect prospects, meet people, go out, you know, say, hey, I'm going to get in touch with you really soon. You can load up your clips, so to speak, so you can come out firing on full automatic the first of the year. Those are the things you can be doing right now. And you know, don't shelve your business. I understand the realities of what people are doing and that people have a lot going on, but it never stops. And I'll tell you, I'll just say it again, and I know I sound like an old ninny, I harping on it. The people that make it in this business are the people that can organize their schedule in such a way that NECAN is a priority. The people that don't are the people that NECAN always becomes something that gets bumped. I've got to tell you, the biggest struggles in NECAN, let me just say this to you, and I want you to think about this over the holiday. The struggles I've ever had with NECAN have never been NECAN-based. It's always been, you know, maybe I want to do a couple previews this month and then not really do more, and then at the end of the month I'm going to be irritated because I'm not diamond yet. Or when I was below silver my first few months in the business, if I wasn't being consistent, you know, I would say, well, NECAN's hard, nobody wants to do it, but when I really looked at it, I only talked to like 7 people and I didn't go to 2 previews. So generally, your disconnect in NECAN is between the result you want and the output you're willing to put into it. You'll generally find that's your disconnect. If you raise your game, you'll always find NECAN will love you back. It's a really odd thing, and I have to catch myself with that sometimes too, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've got habits that I've built over a decade, so I remember being new, but even now, you know, I want to make a Royal Diamond run now. We're going to get all this set up. As soon as the year turns, we're going to be on it. There's going to be a level of output I'm going to need to do that, and I'm going to have to work in certain areas with certain people and get things done, and if those areas aren't producing, I've got to find areas that will. There's no third choice. You know, and so you guys, if you want to build your business, always evaluate what's the level of output I'm doing. Am I getting the result? You know, if you talk to 8 people this week, and you talk to 8 next week, and 8 the week after, and nobody ever moves forward, radically readjust what you're doing. You got to do the right things and do them enough. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. We're going to run through just really quickly. Just have Cowboy shoot down the list and just basically ask you if you're on target or not. It's not designed to call anybody out. It's just so you can have a realistic accountability of, hey, I'm where I want to be and moving the direction I want to move, or I need to step it up a little bit. And you guys will find that if you consistently say, I need to step it up a little bit, you'll find that if you step it up a little bit, you won't have to say that next time.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. So don't be one of those people that if you're not hitting your goal, don't have it be for the same reason next time. Unless, of course, and this all comes back to it, you're happy with your current life. The people that are going to build NECAN, are they going to be the people that want something else? And let me just lay this out. We are the only company out there, guys, that's upsizing. You guys have automotive companies right now up in the north that are shutting down for like a month, and maybe forever, some of them.
Right.
You got people with Harvard MBAs. Harvard MBAs, 50,000 of them are on the street in New York right now, cannot even find a job. You got some character walking around with a sign on his back looking for work. We are hiring to work wherever you want, whenever you want, with whom you want, wearing what you want, unlimited income, never be downsized. Do something you can make a difference in. No politics, no glass or silver ceilings, and you never have to stop working. It will keep coming residually. Now, let me ask you something. Who wouldn't want to be a... Do you guys know anybody that wouldn't want what I just said?
No.
Nobody I know.
Then you guys might find if you let them know about it, they're going to love it. Don't go out with a mini and expect somebody with a Harvard MBA to want to build this career. Go out, look someone in the eye and say, there's a great company coming. We're going to, you know, take the business world by storm. We're looking for partners, and that's pretty much where we are with that. So the bottom line, you know, get yourself coiled up like a spring to launch the new year. You know, enjoy your holiday, absolutely. I would recommend, if you want to make a living in NECAN, not completely shutting down, get your qualifiers in this month, silvers, golds, platinums, and diamonds. You know, get yourself squared away. It's not okay ever to be not qualified no matter what. If you're below the rank of silver, you're plugged in with the Pathfinders program. For everybody on this call, I know there's a lot of people running teams. Get your buns up to that 1,500 point. There's no reason not to do that if you're building a business professionally. Everybody out there listening, I want to welcome you to the call again. It's great to have you with us. We're going to have an awesome new year, and Steve Cowboy Gross. If you'll run quickly down the list, we can have you guys off the call in about 5 to 10 minutes and going about your business, because like I was telling Jackie earlier tonight, even though we build the business and do what we do, we always recognize that it's the holidays and family's important. So this week we're going to do a quick call. Next week we're going to come back. Let me say this so we can just get this wrapped up. We're going to do something really fun on the 28th. And what that is if you guys would download there on the Pathfinders.biz website, there is an income possibilities compensation plan presentation. Flip through that. And then next week, if you guys would come back with any questions you have about the compensation plan, and we'll talk about strategy, how to use the comp plan to build your business. So next week is your chance to ask whatever questions you have about how to use the compensation plan. And that could mean things like, do I put people beneath people? How many legs do I need? What do I do with so-and-so if they're in such-and-such a leg? Literally, it will be your guys' chance to ask any question you want about the comp plan, from how does it pay to how do I maximize it for maximum income. So are you guys all clear on what we're going to do next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Cowboy, let's run through this, and let's get everybody out doing Christmas stuff.
Okay. First of all, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you guys have a safe one. So we're going to do this quickly. We're going to start out right down the list. We're going to start with Lori Blewett. Lori Blewett, are you on track?
I am, yes, on track, but definitely need to step it up a bit. Do you want my goal numbers, goals and numbers?
No, we just want to know if you're on track or if you're not on track, and if you need to step, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're not going to hit numbers tonight. We're going to, in the interest of time, we're not going to run through numbers. I do this from time to time just to keep the call moving. So I know you guys have them prepared. At the end of the day, I know it sounds kind of funny, and Lori, I bet you'll understand this. The numbers, we do it for accountability, but at the end of the day, they're for you anyway. So whether we give them on the call or not, you guys should all have them. But then, Lori, you're doing a great job. You bring prospects every week. Congratulations on all the work you're doing. You're definitely on track.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to move on. Antonio Martin.
Antonio won't be on the call with us tonight.
Okay, then we're going to just keep on going down the list here. Aurora Rebels, are you on track?
Yeah, well, not where I want to be exactly. I planted some seeds out there, but I plan to really hit it hard starting right after the holidays. I'm going to continue this next week and trying to get some more prospects, but I really will be hitting it hard next month to get back on where I need to be.
Awesome. Charles and Sherry Barfield.
How you doing? Yeah, we're on track. We're just going to change gears and get a little bit more momentum going.
Okay, cool, awesome. Ron Saratella.
Yes, actually I'm on track. After the holidays, I also am going to step it up a little bit more.
Cool. That's for Team 1. Sounds like you guys are, everybody's going to be stepping it up on the first year. Maybe that's going to be some of our New Year's goals, it looks like. Okay, down to Team 2, Paula Levy. Paula?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm not on track, but it's not for lack of trying, so I'm just going to keep talking to more and more people and planting more and more seeds.
Awesome. Okay, we love you too. Gracie Lanai.
Hey there, Cowboy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, on track. I did my first serious ABC week this week, 7 ABCs for the first time ever, and I really am feeling that this business is going to take off. I'm pretty excited.
Grace, you did an excellent job this week, too. Yes, a lot of prospects at the previous year. You're doing an awesome job.
Cool. Susan Gorman. She might be on mute. Susan, are you on mute? All right, we're going to go down to Martha Harris.
I'm not on track, and I've
got to
step it up.
Okay. Now we're going to go into Team 3, Laura Rockwell.
I am not on track, but I am stepping it up big time.
Awesome, girl. I like to hear that attitude.
She has a 21 club plan for January, so she's really got it planned out, so she does a good job.
Awesome. And Rick was entirely right when he was saying, you need to get your calendars out and start planning and get everything running right now. Now, that's great, Laura. We're proud of you doing that. Sandy Melhorn.
Well, I
feel like I'm on track with my numbers. I've exceeded my goals that way, but I'm not on track with the PGV, with my volume.
Okay.
So I'm just going to keep plugging away and try harder.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's go on over to Connie Furr.
Hi, I'm not on track. I need Ed Wings to come and help me set my hook at a different level. My numbers, like they've been talking about, are good. I do have a new business partner on board as of last week, so we're going to work harder this next week to get her on track and step it up. We're going to do a 21 Club New Year's Eve day.
Awesome. Okay, I'm excited for that. All right, let's run over to Carrie. Carrie in Brookfield, Illinois.
Well, I'm not on track with the results, but I am with the other numbers, so we got to move that a little bit.
Okay. Cool. Moving right along, Stephen Amber King in Waco, Texas here with me.
We're not on track right now, but we're loading up our clip, as Rick was talking about earlier, for next month. We're going to come out shooting.
Sounds like everybody's call is going to come out really running on the first of the year. Okay, let's drop down to Team 4. Good to have you on board, Steve. Joe Higdon. Joe, are you there? I hear some garble stuff. We're going to go over to Brewster and Kathy Ellis. Okay, good. Rhonda Schultz in Naperville.
You know what? I'm not on track. I should say I'm not where I want to be. I'm kind of like tall is not for lack of trying, but like Rick said, you know, your results are in direct proportion to your efforts, so I'm not getting the results I want, so I'm going to be stepping it up big time.
Great. Okay, and last but not least, Tammy in Lago Vista, Texas. Okay, well, Rick, I'm going to turn it back over to you. It sounds like everybody is at least coming out fighting, and they've got their guns loaded. They're ready to go.
Good. And you know, you guys know the old saying, you should never be satisfied where you are. That's a true thing in business. At the same time, I think you can at least feel good about where you are. I know that's a crazy thing, but think about it. Have a lot of fun this next week, guys, with your Christmas and your families. Next week, we're going to talk about the comp plan and your questions. So go over that compensation plan worksheet that's on the Pathfinders.biz website. That will give you a good overview for those of you less familiar with the comp plan. And this month, finish out your qualifiers, silvers and above and silvers and below. Let's finish the month strong, and let's hit the new year with both feet running. You guys have a wonderful Christmas week. I promise you, short call, looks like we did it. God bless you all. Thank you, and we love you. And everybody, Merry Christmas, okay, guys?
Hey, Merry Christmas,
guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, too.